Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, look, Rafi is one of the best left-handed hitters, if not the best left-handed hitter in the league, and just has been elite, and we need him to continue performing at the highest possible level. And good to see him taking ground balls, and we know that, you know, when the time is right, you know, if we need him, he'll be there. But yeah, we're focused on winning games and keep him raking in that lineup, and we should be just okay.
That's president of the old Red Sox, Sam Kennedy, just from last week, talking about his excitement over Rafael Devers' commitment to the Red Sox and his want to take some ground balls and be available to the team. To which I ask you, Mego, a question I asked Chris Cotillo, who said that money talks in most of these situations. Do you believe the Red Sox now have a credibility problem, given that I don't know if you can believe anything that comes from anyone's mouth, whether it's Craig Breslow, the aforementioned Sam Kennedy, and in some cases, like when he lied to my choppers over Garrett Crochet going out for a complete game when they knew they were going to limit him to 85 pitches. Again, I'm sure you can buy your way into trust, but at the same time, aren't you just a little bit concerned people are going to be like, no, this team traded Devers and they traded Mookie and they traded Sale and they make terrible deals and they lie to your face. And so, no, I'm not going to trust them. I'm not going to sign there.
Well, from a player's perspective, like I would have to assume that they see it as a business, so they kind of know the commodity side of it, and that they're kind of like at the mercy of the whims of what ownership wants to do, and that's kind of universal. I think, though, the credibility issue is more with their own fans and with the media. Look, the media is going to be tough on you and hold your feet to the fire for the most part anyway, and fans might look at that and say, it's so negative, and they hate the team, and they want the team to lose. They're just trying to figure out what's actually going on. And there's so much dysfunction in this particular chapter of the Red Sox that I think the credibility is strained to the point where now even a big part of the fan base is looking at it and going, well, what does this mean for this team this year? And what does this mean for your dedication to the major league product? To me, that's the biggest thing is, can you feel confident as a fan that they're invested in the major league product? Or are they just wanting to bring up young guys through the farm system and go through these different GMs who will use their hyper Yale-powered analytical brains to try to get the most for less and maybe get you around a wild card spot? Because I think that is fine in Tampa. That'd be very happily received at this point in Baltimore. But Boston's different. And there's a reason for that, and there's a history around that. And so if you're asking a credibility problem, I think that's where it comes from. I think Cotillo is right. Players are going to sign where the money is and where the opportunity is. But for the rest of us, we look at it and we go, where's the rudder with this franchise?
It's a great question. By the way, as we try to discover the rudder for this franchise and divine as much truth from fiction and all the nonsense in the stories. And my God, there are so many different perspectives, from our own Will Fleming to David Ortiz that we want to share and beyond. We're very fortunate to have Lou Merlone joining the show today. That's right. Lou, sweet Lou, the mayor of Framingham. Mr. Utility will be joining us at 4:30 today to share some of what he has learned about Rafael Devers and his perspective on what the Sox got back, why it had to happen now, and so much more. Back to the calls we go. Line 5, Justin is down in Brockton. What's up, Justin?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
Pleasure.
It. I wanted to give a shout out to Will and Lou, actually, because if you want to believe anything that comes out of anyone's mouth, 2 weeks ago they were on the Greg Hill show and they mentioned two big things that happened. And Roman Anthony's coming up, and that he didn't say the other one. So this was it. They definitely already knew about this. And the whole ground balls thing was smoke and mirrors. This was a corporate move. Rafi is what you would call insubordinate in any other corporation. He would have got fired on the spot. The Patriots would have got rid of him faster. And if you want to add any positivity in this about the Sox going up in smoke, all I see is smoke signals because the Hot Sox are back, Rafi, Devers, or not.
And by the way, it's going to happen in the next week or so. And by the way, other changes that are dramatic are going to happen.
Ooh, what do you got?
Are you promising something again?
What's he doing? Why is he doing it? And then when he doesn't, and when it doesn't come to fruition, and I criticize him,
my fault.
He F-bombs me.
There might be a, there might be a little delay, but I Lou can corroborate this. Things are going to change here. They are. Might be 5, 7, 10 days behind schedule, but I think things are happening on a number of levels. And I think the way they play dictates how quickly those things happen, both good and bad.
How about that? As delivered from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, our very own Cassandra, if you will Fleming from the Red Sox broadcast, saying to Andy Hart and Big Ted Johnson that things are going to happen, things are going to change. And then, of course, he follows that up this morning, Mego, with his own tweet from at Will Fleming. It's two M's on that one, so you know it's him. I'm sure the apologies will start pouring in from everyone who clowned me for saying dramatic changes were coming. Double laughing tin to tears emoji. How about that? Huh?
I wouldn't hold your breath on that, Will. Respectfully.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. So wait,
are you kidding me?
And everyone is staring at his mom. I can't believe that. Wow, good on you, Will. How about that? Teasing that out nicely. We'll have to follow up with Lou on that one. What'd you think about that last caller who said that he understands all of this and actually feels like this is for the benefit of the Red Sox right now, removing the bad attitude, Mego?
I get that part of it. I just, to me, this is kind of the comparison I was trying to make with the Mookie trade. People were outraged by the Mookie trade because he's a better player than Devers is, and he was more beloved. Like, everybody loved Mookie, and they wanted him to be here forever. But at the same time, at that time, you were 18 months removed from a World Series, and people could look at this situation, I think, in a more level-headed manner. I just don't have the patience for this franchise anymore. So God bless you if you can look at the situation and say, well, 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 look at all the money this opens up, and look at your flexibility. And I agree that he was a pain in the rear end for the last 4 months. I agree with all of that. I just have such low confidence in what this spells out for the major league team.
Let's jump up to line two, Nathan in Ipswich. How are you, Nathan?
Nathan dropped as soon as we took him.
Oh, Nathan.
Scared of the stage. Scared of the spotlight. Scared of the
spotlight. All right,
probably got scared when he saw Arcand up there this weekend going for his clams.
What did he sound like when he was doing that, Nick?
Man, look at the size of this line. I don't know if you guys want to wait in this one right now. This is too much. 617-779. Honey, give me a lobster roll, would you, damn it?
All right, fine. We'll replace Nathan. We'll replace Nathan with Yankee Frank calling in from Providence. Okay, Yankee Frank, have your fun, guy.
All right, listen, I'm not here to have fun. I'm here to just talk about, I don't understand why you think that was a good deal, if that was a good trade. You're saying, oh, you got rid of a bad guy. Was he a bad guy? I mean, Manny was way more of a distraction. You won two World Series with him. The Yankees, Reggie Jackson fought his manager in the dugout during a live televised game. Fought with some players in the locker room. They won back-to-back World Series. Tell me how this is good. You got four guys who even in their hometowns, people don't know who they are. That was such a horrible deal. Listen, if you thought he was a bad guy, you could have got a lot better. That's crazy. And as a Yankee fan, I want to see the Red Sox competing with the Yankees for the division every year. That would be my dream. But you know what happened? Now, you guys were right there. If Roman Anthony is the guy they think he is, and a lot of people think he is, he could have popped off the rest of the season with Devers. You could have wild card. Guess what? That's over. Now, next year, you're not going to get the wild card. Now you got to hope you get a wild card in 2027. unbelievable. I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm pissed. And I can't believe that, actually, Mego, you know what's going on. The guy with you, I don't even know his name, but he thinks it's a good idea. He's probably the same guy who thinks when players pick home runs and wear jewelry, it's disrespectful. You got to put fun into the game.
Actually, thank you, Frank. I appreciate the call. I enjoy the jewelry. I love pimp. Are you kidding me? You can't have it. I'm with Rich Keefe. You can't flip your bat enough. No, I love the pomp. I love the flash. I love the pop. I love all that jazz that goes into it. I just think that at this point now, if Rafael Devers was going to continue to be a bag of sour grapes, then okay, time to move on.
Fitzy, I just don't like acting like that is happening in a vacuum. You know, that's all I'm saying. I agree totally. I think he's a pain in the butt, and I don't think that he was a good teammate, and he's never been the leader that they've asked him to be for years since Xander Bogaerts walked. They have been asking him to step into a position where he could lead the clubhouse, and he just wasn't that guy. And I think that's tough to be paying someone $313 million when you're in that position and you can't do that. At the same time, we can't ignore what happened in the offseason. Sean McAdam of MassLife had a report that the front office lied to him about whether or not they were actually pursuing Alex Bregman. They said, that's just media fodder. That's just gossip. And then they went and did it. Like, that's malpractice.
Yeah, see, that's why I wonder if the credibility issue is going to be legitimate going forward as well. All right, 617-779-7937 is your number. Nate's line, it's been filled. Yankee Frank's line, that's been filled. But you know what? We'll find a way to squeeze all of you guys in before 6 o'clock,
at which point we'll get to Arcan's show and then the whole preamble of the Red Sox pregame and everything.
And when we come back, David Ortiz was not initially called in to speak to Rafael Devers, but at one point, he did connect with his fellow Dominican, and it looked like he had maybe been able to find a way to smooth things over. Well, now that Devers has behaved the way he did and has been traded away from the Red Sox, David Ortiz has spoken, and let me tell you, he is not happy with how things went. We'll share those quotes and get your reaction right here with Fitzy, Ballgame, Mego, and everyone on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Before this trade broke, I got a message about it, a couple of messages being like, something's about to go down, there's a little bit of commotion going on, and then I hear it's about Rafi, and I'm like, well, this type of stuff probably gets talked about behind the scenes all the time, so I didn't put a ton of stock in it to coming to fruition. So then we get like the breaking news out of nowhere. We're kind of on high alert. Because then I got told, you know, there's a very high chance this is going down. But we're like, they're not going to trade Rafi. They just swept the Yankees. Rafi just homered today. They just got back over 500. You've been trying to salvage the season. You finally get there, and then you trade Rafael Devers. Something to me that we're not hearing the whole story here.
That's Mr. Red Sox Everywhere, the unofficial king of Red Sox Nation, Jared Carabas. On the Major League Baseball Network, of course, he of the Underdog Fantasy Network as well. He wasn't happy about it, and I don't even know if he was the biggest Rafael Devers fan. I don't think he loved the way that Devers had handled everything as well. But people, Mego, it seems all over town. This person heard one thing. Will Fleming intimated to us 2 weeks ago something was going down in a week or two. Chris Cotillo said there were rumblings of it as well. So this was always brewing, percolating, and people were preparing for it. I still just think, though, it's a pretty seismic move with a superstar of his stature and payroll. And when it happens, when it does, after a sweep of the Yankees on Father's Day out of the blue and the return is what it is, I think that's why everyone is still just sort of like, you know, wafting away clouds and trying to sift through the mess of it all, just wondering exactly how it all came to be.
The most chaotic part of the whole situation for me personally was Jonathan Papelbon tweeting out 5 minutes after all the insiders like Jeff Passan broke the news, guys, Rafi's not getting traded. And I'm like, wait, what? Is there some enormous, you know, like joke going on here that somebody punked all these insiders? And then like 20 minutes later, Pap logs back on and he's like, my bad, guys, you can freak out. Okay. Sometimes if you don't have the full
story. Stand down, everyone.
If you don't have the full story, you don't need to chime in right away. And I do think there's something too. Do we have the full story? It's very intriguing to me to talk to guys like Chris Cotillo and other reporters and hear what it was like in the clubhouse leading up to it, that it had gotten to be an awkward place. And that's why I'm excited to talk to Lou Marlone in like a half hour, because he was on the plane yesterday, said it was a weird flight. And I think he'll give us some good indications as to some of the other stuff around this.
Yeah, once again, the great Lou Marlone will be joining us live at 4:30 with some of his intel perspective and analysis on the Rafael Devers deal, why it had to happen now, and so much more. So set your alarms, get ready, 4:30, Lou Marlone here on WEEI Afternoons. I want to get to that David Ortiz quote on Rafael Devers. Plus, there's been some talk and some rumbling about the Red Sox not being done, Mego, as per what Dan Ball was talking about in his three-point stance. Who could the Red Sox possibly go after now that they have all this money on their hands? Or, as some callers have said, could that money just be used by Fenway Sports Group for Liverpool and some of John Henry's other favorite sporting pursuits? Like line one, Alex in Connecticut. Hello, Alex.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking the call. That's exactly where that money is going. And they've been spending it last week, and they plan on spending some more of it this week. Well, they've been giving out, you know, these 6 and 8 year contracts for $50 and $60 million. And they never signed Anthony, by the way. They otherwise he would have been up. Roman Anthony doesn't even, you know, he's missed Super 2 status now. So there they got some more money they saved. But last week they signed a player out of Germany named Wirtz in Liverpool. They paid him now there's two things. I don't know if you understand, you know, how soccer works. You have to pay a transfer fee to the team that you're taking the player from. That's a compensation. Mm-hmm. It's a one-time fee. They signed a record billion, £116. That's about $150 million. And they're paying that guy's salary of about $12 to $15 million a week. This week, they're looking to sign for $100 million, $135 million, another player by the name of Anthony Gordon from Newcastle. So they've spent $250 million within already 10 days. Now, but having to do with, you know, with Devers, at least if he's going to train him to San Fran, why didn't they try to get Bryce Eldridge, who's like a number 10 prospect? He's their number one prospect in their system, and he's number 10, you know, in the country.
Thank you very much for the call, Alex. I'll tell you exactly why, Mego. Tell me if you agree. They absolutely should. They should have gotten some both major league contributors and some prospects to stock up the farm, which has been plentiful and stocked, that they have been taking from in recent week, because they were just seemingly content to get rid of the salary. Now you've got people like Alex and several other callers since the start of the show that believe that they basically just wanted to, his attitude stinks, but also someone wants to take his $254 million off our hands, that's fine. You want to give us a couple players, that's fine, we'll take them. But they didn't get anybody of consequence, so it really does seem like a salary dump.
It does mostly seem like a salary dump. And I know there's people out there who are listening and probably going, it's just too conspiracy-minded to say they essentially sold Rafael Devers and his contract to a team that would eat it so that they can go pay players for Liverpool. I wouldn't go so far to say that it's like one traded for the other, essentially, within their own portfolio. But I do think it's fair to look at the Red Sox now and the way that ownership handles them and say, it doesn't really seem like they care about the team. It doesn't seem like they care about the team winning in the same way that they used to 20 years ago. I don't know how you look at the situation and you don't feel that way. Maybe you don't think that they're necessarily a team that's being spent less on than other teams in the portfolio, but they certainly just feel like another budget item in the portfolio.
617-779-7937 if you want to jump in with your conspiracy take, your rationale for the trade, your frustration like our own Stanley Stiz Grimy Bruno. It's all welcome here on the table halfway through the show. The third hour coming up will feature 4:30 Lou Merlone. You're not going to want to go anywhere. Plus, we'll get to those David Ortiz quotes on Rafael Devers and so much more. It's Stiz, it's Danny Ballgame, it's Mego, it's Fitzy, and you here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.